Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, longtime sponsor of the show. If you're interested in a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, whatever, they have everything you need there at Impact Power Sports. So good to have them aboard. You can go to their website, impactpowersportsmi.com, and check them out. I was watching a video of a family that has a rooster. And this was a damn hilarious thing because one of the kids in this family, this is how you become rich. You just have a rooster that can do this. The rooster likes to wake up anybody that won't wake up, and they can on cue say, all right, hey, go wake somebody up. And the rooster will walk in and wake somebody up. I think one of my favorite parts of this video, though, in addition to it's a rooster waking somebody up by cock-a-doodle-doo, it's the pitter-patter of rooster feet. I love this guy so much. Here we go. He's walking through. He's looking for the one he has to wake up. He thinks he knows where he's going. Oh, it's maybe over here. Jumps. Wanders over to this area where the person is sleeping. Cluck, cluck, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, now come on, who doesn't love this? Actually, now on top of the person laying there, and then another cock-a-doodle-doo. The sound of the feet slapping the tile floor. God, is that funny. Of course, it's something to do with feet. That's kind of my thing. The rooster's name is Chico. After gently trying to wake up my last child, I have to send Chico in. Every single time. That's outstanding. Maureen says the pitter-patter of his feet would wake me up first. Welcome to all of you. Becca Shea is here. Chris in Buffalo is changing oil while this is working. Patrick is here. Chris, Bob, Maureen, Nick in Grand Rapids. Hello to you all. Alan Martinson, the guy who told us he once had sex with four women at one time. And away we go. I am leaving you. Friday is my last show. Not permanently, but that would be the what's, the 18th. I'll be gone all next week. No podcasting whatsoever. New material. New old material will be posted every single day. Both on the free platform and on Patreon. I like to work ahead and get those done so that you have something to listen to. For the folks in the free platform, it will be Patreon shows that you have not heard before if you are not on Patreon. Some of them will be episodes of Who Are These Zanes. Others will be episodes of Who Are These Freebeers. I've got old Patreon bonus episodes called Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. But it'll all be there. And on the Patreon platform, something to listen to while I'm away from early May 2010. Full shows. This is my only extended time away of the year. Typically, if we were to take a trip, we would jump in the fraud bus and drive to someplace far away like a national park. But those days are done. The fraud bus is for sale, and I'm starting to think that it's never going to sell. I'm starting to think that I'm just going to be paying for it every month, and then it just sits there, depreciating, until finally the value of it is down to like $50. And I have to get new tires because they're dry rotted. Holy shit. Badger says I'll give you $85,000. No, that's too low. Somebody offered me 92. It's too low. I'm already selling it lower than what the Blue Book, if there is such a thing for RVs, is offering. I'm already lower. Becca says you better sell it to that guy that offered you 90. You know how much of a hit I would take if that were the case? I would then take a almost a $60,000 hit in addition to the $35 that I put as a down payment. So that would mean my total loss on this silly purchase would be $95,000 if I were to do that. So I don't plan on doing that. I don't know. I might just end up keeping it. If after a certain period of time, I might just pick, fuck it, I'm stuck with it, and then just drive it till the wheels fall off and then break down every time I take it out. I have no idea. My God, it's a real pisser. But anyway, so Pooh Bear and I just going up north. We're going to hang out in the old trailer, Fear Bunker North, for a stick picking up weekend. Now we're going to I'm going to do the shows Friday, and then we're off Friday. Stop on the way up there to Cadillac, Michigan, to the jewelers at Wexford Jewelers and pick up Pooh Bear's ring. More on that in a second. And then Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, back home. So I don't know how many days that is, but it's a lot. The NFK, Madison, and Ash will hold down the fort, water the plants, and feed the cats. Somebody said, is Pooh Bear going to pick up sticks with you? No, that is Megan saying that. Will she pick up sticks with you? No. She will not. I will be picking up the sticks and throwing them on the fire. That is my main activity while I'm there. That and splitting logs and smoking new poles. I've got a lot of wood to split, and I just sharpened my axe, so I'm ready. In addition, leave it to me. While I'm there up at Fear Bunker North, this is a working vacation. I will be doing my morning show at Q100. So I have to get up every day at freaking 5 a.m. to do the radio show. So if you want to listen to me, just download the Q100 app and listen online. Just find it online and download it from the App Store. WQON or Q100 Michigan is how you do that. And you can actually listen to my morning show. In addition, Friday, this is old school radio. All next week in Grayling, it's a festival week because they're having that world famous canoe marathon that I've talked to you about. And so every day there's something going on, festival style. And on Friday, there's a craft show. And now, I don't really care for crafts, but I like the atmosphere, and it's a fun place to meet people. So I did it last year for like 2-3 hours. So, and it's at a place called Fred Bear Park. Well, it's not called that, but there's a Fred Bear statue right there. And so all these people set up their artisan craft shit. You know, people love that stuff. So I'm doing the live broadcast, and I said this year, I go, hey, schedule me to do the live broadcast for the craft show. So you go in there a couple hours, you glad hand, you whatever. And but I looked at the schedule, and it says 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. EZ craft show. So that would be an eight-hour appearance. That's like shit I joke about. When I say, oh, that's right, Judd, I'll be at the cell phone store for 8 hours broadcast. They've got me down for an eight-hour day. So I don't remember that last year. I think it was probably like 2 hours, 3 hours. So I'm going to reach out to the Queen Bee there and see if I can. That can't happen. I mean, I'm not going to sit there for 8 hours. Jeremy says, can you take a video of you talking in front of the Fred Bear statue and use it in the Bears segment on Who Are These Broadcasts? Bob with, are you going to shower at that nice lady's house from Q100? Yeah, last year there was, because I don't have running water at Fear Bunker North. I used to when I would bring up the RV, but obviously we're not doing that now. So, yeah, we got to make do. So we have bottled water. But then when it comes to washing your body, what are you to do? And last year I didn't have all my ducks in a row. So this nice lady who works there named Jo Marie, she said, she's single. Why don't you come over to my house and shower? And she had a wry smile on her face. And I'm like, and then I think she had a good laugh about it, and she knew that it was making me go, what the fuck? Because she said it more than once. And one time, she took her hand and stuck it on my arm. She goes, why don't you come over and you can shower? And I went, I gotta go. I'm such a pussy. I mean, not like I would have. I mean, I'm not like just going to go cheat on my wife. But I was like, it sounds like a bad idea, Jo Marie. I don't think I'm going to do that. Showered at the radio station. We now go to the state park. Pooh Bear and I go to the state park. There's a nice state park there. I want to talk about book club. There's already conversation about it in the chat. And book club is outstanding. Somebody just weighed in. I forgot who it was. Said that they're already a quarter of the way through it. And that book, The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx, is a great read. I think the best part about book club, Big Fraud Book Club, is that you can get any type of book from any type of author, from any type of audience member. Maureen chose that one. And I want you guys to get, it doesn't matter what you choose, because it was Amy who said that, I guess. The books, it doesn't matter what you choose, they will be read, and then we will discuss them. That's a lot of fun for a lot of people. Case in point, I told you yesterday about the audience member, Aaron F., F as in Frank, who reached out and said, hey, I want in on book club. It's like, okay, great. You got to sign up on Patreon if you want to discuss it, tier two. He did. He actually did. So Monday the 28th is our first discussion of that book. Linda says my copy is coming soon. Of the book? I thought you weren't in book club. I'm thrown off by this. What are you talking about? Or are you just being silly? Amy says I cannot put it down. It's very interesting. Apparently Nikki Sixx, when he's like a guy who writes down shit journal style all the time. And when he was in the throes of heroin addiction, he would write down his experiences. And now it's become a book. And he says in the intro that out of all the things he's ever done, making music, being a rock star, whatever, this has garnered the most attention, the most interest, because now he's appealing to people all across the world with his book, who've had a fucked up life, dealing with heroin addiction. That's what this book is about. So the good, the bad, and the ugly is discussed. Nikki Six from Motley Crue, of course. She says, I brought mine to work for me, so ready for lunch. I really still don't know what band he's in, and I don't care. I'm invested. That's a perfect example of how that story is interesting. Doesn't matter about the band. It could have been just Joe Blow, the Heroin Diaries, and that would have been interesting. But, you got book, random book. She doesn't know who the hell this is, and then random reader. And then they meet, you know? That's what's interesting about book club. So after this gets done, somebody might suggest a romance novel or a comedy book or a biography or fiction or fantasy or nonfiction or self-help. Anything goes on book club. The only rules about book club is there are no rules about book club. I think that might have been in a movie. So you read the book, and then we discuss. Our first discussion is going to be Monday, July 28, which is my first day back after my time away at Fear Bunker North. 6 p.m. So if you want in on book club, I guess you don't have to let me know, but I would prefer, because I'd like to keep track of our numbers as to how many we have in our book club. And I think we're about 16, 17, something like that. Let me know. Get the book. Start reading. We're going to go through about the first quarter of the book on our first ever book club discussion. Rebecca says, I'm so excited for Big Fraud Book Club. Now, if you can't put it down and you just want to read the whole damn thing, by all means, read. But when we discuss it, try not to get too far ahead on the discussion so that something, if you're telling me about something on the last page, that might be a little weird. So you might have to temper that enthusiasm, you know? The question is being brought up. Can we go through the first half of the book since we have an extra week? Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, it all just depends on what people read. We talked about that yesterday, and somebody said, no, just make it the first quarter. But it's not exactly a hard read. I guess it rips. So I don't know. We'll figure that out, but when we actually get down to it, like if we sit there on book club review day on Monday, July 28, and everybody's like read way past a quarter or a half, well, then yeah, sure. Maureen says we can decide that on the 28th. Aram says, but anyone can join the Zoom. Seems like anyone who wants to watch could watch live through Patreon. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Some of the people might just want to participate because it's shenanigans. And who doesn't love shenanigans? It's no doubt going to be so much fun discussing this book. And who knows where the hell the conversation is going to go. But we do have a common theme for it, which is one of the only times I've ever done a podcast or a show with in mind, hey, this is what we're going to talk about. I mean, we kind of do that with who are these free beers or who are these Zanes or whatnot, but still a lot can happen in those shows. This is talking about a specific book. So that's our first book, and thank you to Aaron F. for jumping on board. I appreciate that. And any of you who are considering or have already decided that you want in on Big Fraud Book Club with your old pal EZ. All right. God. Where is my brain today? I wish I knew. Oh, I know what I want to get into. I teased this on the title of this show. I've had to figure out what was going on here. I didn't know at first, but there is a famous podcast called Pardon My Take. And our pal Joe Gassman. Remember Joe Gassman, producer Joe? You may remember producer Joe most recently because he vanished from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Now, no one is for sure what happened. I mean, well, a lot of people are for sure what happened, but just from the outside looking in, this is how it went. A young lady by the name of Rachel Kelso, who's like my kid's age, she was dating Joe. And then on a Thanksgiving, Joe went on the radio a couple days after Thanksgiving, and there was a breakup, and he cried and complained about Chicago gangs and that. Rachel broke up with him because the miles between them, the long-distance relationship, was the reason why the breakup. And that was, you know, a lot happened during that wild moment on the air. And I didn't fall for it even for a second. I raised an eyebrow. But it wasn't until much later that redemption. Matt says, he blamed you too, Easy. That's exactly right. I remember that. And that was when they made those comments about Hurricane Ashley and opened up that can of worms and all that shit. Well, a year later, this Rachel Kelso, she publishes on Instagram that her abuser is still on the radio. And she directed it towards Town Square Media. Now, she did not say anybody by name, but she said, I was abused. Everybody knew about it, and he's still on the radio. And it had been a year since the so-called breakup over a long-distance relationship. So who knows what the hell that means? Now, at this point, it's walking like a duck and talking like a duck. I'll let you fill in the blanks. That show ends. Joe is never on the radio again. He magically retired. And he has not been heard of since. Now, that took many twists and turns on this show. We were all about it. Talking about it. I talked about it so much that I actually got a cease and desist. And so did Rachel. I ended up getting scared shitless and said, I'm sorry. Which I probably shouldn't have done that. But hindsight being what it is. Ben Glaze said you had predicted it. Yeah, that's right. In my yearly predictions, I announced that he would be losing his job, and I was 100% right, of course. Or he, quote-unquote, was going to retire. Well, anyway, that ends. Now, Rachel, I'm not sure the background here, but this podcast, which is super popular, called Pardon My Take, and it's a show with a bunch of dudes on it talking guy shit, and I've never seen it or heard it. I hadn't heard of it. I don't listen to any other podcasts, really. And I don't have time to. Hell, I don't even listen to who are these podcasts. I don't even listen to people that I'm affiliated with. But their show's extremely popular. And there's a guy, and it's, I think, associated with Barstool Sports. And there's a guy who... is part of the broadcast, and his broadcast part comes out of Chicago. And Rachel's from there. And I guess she listens, and they've been trying to get this guy, Zach, a date. And the thing about Zach is, from what I understand in my catching up to the story, he's kind of, he's kind of shy and subdued, polite. And everybody refers to him as with words like adorable and sweet and kind. And these guys are always trying to get him a date. And Rachel, said, I would like to go on a date with Zach. This is so much fun. I love this. This is Rachel's video. She submitted this, and we're going to watch it right now. This is Joe's ex, Rachel, saying she wants to go on a date with this guy, Zach. That's not the one I wanted. I feel like a cock already. This is the one I wanted.
This message is for Zach from Barstool, pardon my take, and Zach only. My name's Rachel. I'm a Pilates instructor here in Chicago, and I think that we would have so much fun if we went out on a date together. So this is me publicly shooting my shot. I have never done something like this ever in my life, but I love every video that you're in. I think you're hilarious and cute, and I think we'd have a lot of fun together if we like went out and explored the city and just did fun shit. Like, let's go and have fun. Let's go on a date, Zach. Call me or DM me or whatever. This mess. Hey, everybody. Everyone is asking for a Zach date update, and I do have one for you. So most of you have probably already seen or...
Okay, hold on a second. I don't want to get ahead of myself. This is, after Rachel did that, the guys on the show discussed that video with this guy, Zach.
Admirer. So the original admirer of Zach, turns out she's married. Kind of like, I didn't know she got down like that.
Tough look for her husband.
Yeah, tough look for her husband.
So you see what they're doing. They're kind of like just building this. This is called a night. This is a great story arc is what this is. We used to do this on Free Beer and Hot Wings, story arc like this with Joe. And this is their story arc. I like it so far.
But then we had a new admirer of Zach who posted a video, essentially being like, I want to take Zach out on a date. And this woman is extremely hot. I thought for a second, Zach, that it was Jessica Chastain and I was going to fight you. Because I love her. And I was like, what the fuck? Zach, what are we going to do?
Yes, there was a kind woman named Rachel who made a video saying that she would be open to possibly going on a date with me.
So we're getting an idea of Zach here. You see what I mean? Okay, so I love the angle. I love the fact that he's this. That's his style, and you know you get these. You get like a mismatched vibe between the two. But I'm here for it. I'm here for this story.
I believe the course of action may be message Rachel back and see, you know, when in the near future, relative near future, schedules permitting, when she would be open to going on a date.
So we're gonna do a date.
We may be going on a date here soon, boy.
Yeah. All right. She's a Pilates instructor.
That is correct. She does instruct Pilates, the workout classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's very attractive. Can we say that? We're allowed to say that.
I think she looks like a lovely young woman. She looks like she's driven. She's ambitious. And most importantly, she's got great taste in dudes.
Mm-hmm. She's hot.
In the most respectful way possible, yes. Rachel is a very good-looking woman, but she looks...
The most respectful way possible.
So she has a great head on her shoulders. We're teaching these Pilates classes. Very kind when she speaks.
Great head on great shoulders, too.
Now, out to Rachel.
Yeah, Zach. You also, so you're not nervous, although you did tell me that the last date you were on, actually the girl canceled it, right?
It wasn't like a cancellation. It was like I thought I had went on a date this one time, and then later on in life, I was like, yeah, that date went terrible, didn't it? I apologize for that date going so poorly. When we go on this next date, it might go better. And she was just like, oh, you thought that was a date.
Oh.
And that was my only confirmed date.
Oh.
She retroactively canceled the date. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She tried to strike it from the record.
How'd you go? Where'd you go?
What did she say that it was? Like,
so we, it was, this is, we just went and got, like, drinks.
That's a date.
I thought this chick was saying that's not a date.
No, she's super cool, super kind. Shout out to her.
Too nice.
But I thought it was a date too, and she was like, "Oh, you thought that was a date?" And I did. That was my only confirmed date, and then that has been struck from the record.
No, so. We're putting it back on the record.
Yeah, yeah, it was just the two of you.
It was 1v1 drinks.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know why Rod Stewart...
Zach has...
Funny. Every bit of that is funny.
Stewart never made one cent off of this.
The dynamic is great. I like that they're letting each other talk. It's great pace. It's a normal conversation. And now you've got this storyline. Questions. Is he an intern on the show or a full member? I don't know. I don't know. Ben Glaze says he sounds like Milton from Office Space or our old intern. Bob says she's into overstuffed teddy bears. So this is the follow-up, I guess, from Rachel.
Heard that they did talk about me asking Zach out on Part of My Take today. And Zach did respond, and I am so grateful for all of the encouragement of the rest of the show and cast. That was so, like, nice to hear. But yeah, we're going to be going out soon. I definitely don't want this to be like I report back to TikTok every 2 seconds, because I do genuinely want to get to know Zach, despite what some of the comments are saying. Guys, come on.
Yeah, people are being assholes.
Nice. Give me a little bit more credit than that. Like, I think he's really funny and cute and just seems like a really nice person. And if there's something I have not really had a lot of in my life, it's nice guys. So looking forward to it. Hoping it goes well, and let this be your sign to shoot your shot.
I think it's awesome. I like Rachel. And more power to her. She sounds like a lot of fun. This whole thing is going to be awesome. Tyler says another sneak diss at Joe. Hey, Siri.
Huh?
Text Rachel Kelso.
What do you want to say to Rachel?
Hey. ... Long time, period. I'm following the story thread on Pardon My Take, period. Can I put you on my show? ? I'm talking about you right now.
Sending. Hey. Long time. I'm following the story thread.
All right. Cole says her first dating experience with a national radio show guy failed. Why not start another relationship with a national radio show guy? Yeah, I've seen that too. Other people have, who are dumb fucks like you, have made that same comment. I can't get into her head, but I don't think that the first one went just like this. Nor am I dumb enough to suggest that if you date a radio guy, you are not allowed to date a radio guy ever again. Or podcast guy. Cole says, seems like a puck slut, radio slut. You are everything that is wrong on the planet, Cole. You have quickly, with two comments, are a shoo-in for today's asshole of the day with those comments. What the fuck is wrong with you? If the roles were reversed, there would be no problem with this. You are a dirty, dirty fuck stain is what you are. Ben Glaze, who's got a heart of gold, says, I think that guy sounds super sweet and genuine based on how nicely he talked about the girl who said it wasn't a date with her. Yeah, he didn't slam her. Tophus says one radio guy being shit doesn't mean all radio guys are. That's painting with broad strokes like a motherfucker. Becca Shea adds, and this is why most women don't want to get married. So I'm guessing, Becca Shea, you're talking about Cole's point of view on this. Well, even that's kind of like a... in my opinion, that's also an overstatement. You make it seem like there are no nice men, you know? I'm guessing she's just you know, she's looking forward to dating someone who doesn't actually lay hands on her and, like, injures her. That's probably what she is excited about. And I'm going to guess that Zach, from Pardon My Take, is not the type to lay hands on a woman and injure her. I know for a fact that that has happened to Rachel. Badger with a horrible comment. Wasn't she born with a wiener? I don't know where that's coming from. You're going to have to give me more background context to that absurd comment to give me an idea what's in your brain. But I'm happy for that she's doing that. No surprise, I haven't heard back. Anyway, that's all very cool. Clown of Carnage says, wow, so many bombs for this genuine young woman. Wolverine Bronco says, nothing in his brain. He is just being an idiot. Black_Shadow says, I can tell you from someone that consumes, Pardon My Take, Zach is a very pure, genuine, and great person. I believe that too. He patiently explained his points of view, and I like to think I'm a pretty good assessor of those types of personalities. Donut Dan says, from what little we saw, a guy like Zach would worship her and treat her like gold. You know what I liked about that show is how, and I'm going to have to go out of my way to enjoy that show. Like I said, I'm usually, my time is consumed doing other things. I don't have a lot of time to consume other types of shows like that, but that looks fun. And the environment that they have there, that's a great show. I mean, if you can pick up on the vibe after 1 minute of watching and figure out what it is all about. That looks like a winner to me. Chris says the give and take was good. Yeah, it was the pace. It was the pace. And nobody there was acting like an asshole. Badger7419 is adding to the question, wasn't she born with a wiener? I thought there was a Rachel born with both parts. I'm thinking of someone different that you talked about. Okay. Well, yes, you are. Rachel is not who you are thinking of. You're thinking of someone different who is they're affiliated with our old show. There was an intern who is intersex. And I don't even know if that's the term used anymore. Formerly known as Jackie Mann Voice. Look it up. I don't want to open up that can of worms right now. Jeremy says, you'd love Pardon My Take, Easy. The vibe is very much like old FBHW, just a bunch of friends chit-chatting and joking around. But Jackie Mann Voice did not have a penis, you asshole. Outwardly feminine, the inside, though, as opposed to fallopian tubes and a uterus, she has man parts inside. That's just the way it worked out. I don't know, man. It was something happened along the way, and so there's that. Runner Girl Amy says that is the term that Jackie uses still. Okay, great. Outstanding. Former Mrs. America. That's right. She won the Mrs. America pageant. That was quite a run And she still, like, does all sorts of things in pageants, and her daughter is also in pageants. Rebecca says Jackie is doing tons of advocacy work to educate about intersex. Interesting. And I guess she's a really great follow on TikTok, says Rebecca again. All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here. But you're right about that show. Pardon my take. And I this is the type of thing that's a story arc. And I've talked about this before in radio. Sometimes there's little story arcs interspersed throughout a show, and then a big story arc, a.k.a. Running of the Bulls, Lindsay Lohan Freedom Trip, all of those things. Those are the long story arcs that we used to always strive for, and then until we didn't. And then we resorted to, let's read this story on BuzzFeed. Let's read this list on BuzzFeed. Let's read this letter on Reddit. Am I the asshole? That was when we changed the radio show. And I'm not immune from it. It was years, probably a couple of years before I left, when I was like, something's wrong. We're doing it wrong now. I don't know what we're doing wrong, but we are doing it wrong. We've gotten out of the creative mode, and we're kind of just mailing it in. Now I got to know. I'm like, fuck, well, what's up? What's the latest? Come on. I guess I got to follow. But the comments have been horrible. If you were to go to the Free Bear and Hot Wings show subreddit, which, before I get to that, Patrick has posted this. And whenever he posts these things, everybody thinks it's me. Like in this one, it says Eric Zane posted this. Big Fraud News Network, Cole, C-O-A-L. I'm not stuffing the... It's not stuffing the ballot box if you vote with your heart. A free beer stick figure with his head. Kayla stick figure with the nose for a head. And various awards like world's worst hair, world's largest forehead, world's biggest nose, world's greatest husband, America's favorite couple, world's best uncle father. Somebody reposted the Rachel thing on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show subreddit. Now, before I even had a chance to figure out what it was all about, I was looking at these. I just wasn't up to speed. But these comments. This show died for this. I don't know what that means. Seems like she's angling for a job or something, or just some limelight. Well, I'm really struggling with how to navigate this thing. Somebody made a horrible comment. Somebody posted the same thing on my own subreddit. I was like, fuck you. It's saying something horrible about her, about all of this. It's like, so stupid. Come on now. Jeremy says, who was the one behind those changes? Free beers, syndicators, consultants, all of the above. When it comes to changing the show to reading BuzzFeed lists, well, it was us. We stopped trying. Kosan was always trying to get us to do those fun radio dramas, the story arcs, like Royal Wedding, Running with the Bulls. He was always encouraging that, to his credit. I don't like the guy at all. He's a huge asshole, but he's right. That was a good thing to do. We just didn't want to anymore. We worked until we didn't. And about 2014 is when we officially had given up. So, in answering to your question, was it Free beer. Was it syndicators, consultants, all of the above? We just stopped doing them, and then no one, when even though we all felt that it sucked, we weren't about to, we didn't care. We're making a ton of money. You know, we weren't driven anymore. At least I wasn't. And it was kind of like, you don't care, I don't care. And some would argue that that has continued even more so to this day. Okay, thank you very much for being part of this show on Facebook and YouTube. I am going to kick you out. If you want the full show, you got to go over to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. However, when you do that, please follow and subscribe, and then you can get the show uninterrupted. If you want to reach out, you can say hello via the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. The Patreon is an entirely different platform. That's where Book Club is. That's where Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast are. And those will commence tomorrow on a Big Fraud Thursday edition of those, starting at 6 p.m. So there you go. And you can sign up for 1 week free on Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you folks a little later on that I'm kicking out on Facebook and YouTube. But check me out on Twitch if you want the rest of today's show. And there you go. They have left the scene. Ben Glaze says, now that show has devolved even further. That is so true. Stevie says, I loved hearing Name That Tune. That was my favorite bit. I'm glad you say that, because it wasn't so much the songs and me getting every one of them right. It was the ripping on each other in between songs. It's not like that anymore. They don't do that. I have a preview of Thursday's, tomorrow's, Who Are These Free Beers? That's right. We open it up with a clip of our pal Steve. Steve is shot out of a cannon to start the show on Tuesday, yesterday, the 15th. Now, the Around the Room segment, that's turned to just what's going on in your life. What did you see on the way to work? What did you see at the grocery store? And it's really dry. And compounded by the fact that Steve is an absurdly dry person. He has zero ability to talk about, to discern what is interesting or not interesting. All right. You add to that, he has this deplorable sounding voice that it doesn't inflect. He just talks at one level and just continues. Like, if I did this show, I would just do it like this. That's what Steve sounds like. When I worked there, Steve was not allowed to be near a microphone. He had a microphone, but we rarely turned it on because he's so shitty. He doesn't have any idea what he's doing. He'll never understand what he's doing. And he's just not smart. He's a dumb individual. Now Steve is featured front and center on that show. Hello, I'm Steve. He doesn't sound that energetic. And in this particular show, he's going to break down how he's going to try to potty train a kid. We pick it up as Steve is talking about on this family update, how it will be after he returns home from a trip to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania, as they do a live show this weekend. And here's Steve getting into that saga. Try not to lose your consciousness from boredom.
But when I come back, there's going to be something going on at my house. I'm going to be walking into a firefight, I think.
Oh, wow. That sounds serious.
Yeah. It's going to be starting this Thursday. potty training weekend for Nikki.
Oh, you have a scheduled.
We do.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, because he is, we're hoping that he will start preschool in August, like in late August.
Oh, and he needs
and
to be.
He's got to be potty
trained.
There's
a deadline.
Okay. Now this story just whimpers to a halt, and I'm not going to play all of that. I'll save that for the actual show. Just know that it ends, and when it ends, it just stops. Which Ben and I have touched on this numerous times about that dynamic of these pointless stories where nothing really of substance happens. It's just, I'm potty training my kids, so, and then it just stops. There's no punch. There's nothing really funny. So that will be on full display when we do it on Who Are These Free Beers coming up Thursday on a Big Fraud Thursday, show number 62 live stream. Now, when these moments do happen, my theory is that Free Beer knows, as we all know, that whatever this story is going to be, it's going to be boring and shitty. And the theory is that Freebeer is aware of this, too, because he always seems to try to, like, and try too hard to spice these droning moments up by firing off a joke that always bombs. Always. I mean, it's not easy to do, to just on the fly think up any joke and just fire it out there like that. And this is what we call a bummer joke. And that happened. And that will be on display coming up on Thursday. Jeremy says, for a while I was building a sing-along montage, but it became too insufferably long too quickly. Jeremy says, I'll dig around for it tonight. It was all on my phone because Ben says he wants it. Yeah, I cannot stand the sing-alongs as well. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.